AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great last weekend of August. We're about to say goodbye to traditional summer months, even though summer officially runs on into September, about the third weekend. Told you it was going to cool off.
And rain. Blessed rain.
Hey, Bob. Old Farmer's Almanac. I just wanted to say that to you.
So, blind squirrel finds a nut.
It's going to be one of those shows, folks. All right, hey. This time in about, Thursday, smell of gunpowder is going to be in the air. Hunting seasons begin, dove season, and we're going to be visiting later in the program with Owen Fitzsimmons, guy at Texas Parks and Wildlife who has the most obnoxiously long title, Webless Migratory Game Bird Program Leader.
There you go.
We just call him the dove guy.
He's got a six-inch business card.
That's right. Absolutely. You know, it folds out.
Right.
Owen's got the latest scoop on post winter storm Uri, drought, how are the doves dealing with that?
Right.
And some regional updates as birds move in the area. So that's going to be enlightening. Yeah. We've got a bunch of news headed your way as well as our outdoor report. So y'all do stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide, all because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And again, hope everybody is enjoying the respite from the heat.
Oh, yes.
It's only going to get better looking at many of the extended forecast as we move into September. And by October, at least in the greater Houston area, going to be have nighttime lows into the 50s.
Oh, my.
In mid-September, where I will be, mid-50s for nighttime lows then, you know, so... further north you go, you get the benefit of the cooler weather.
That's right.
Got a sad note to pass on. The coastal angling community lost another legend, and we lost a good friend. In the this past Monday's August 22nd Hackberry Rod and Gun Weekly Monday Morning Update newsletter, written by Captain Buddy Oakes, said, "In memoriam of Hackberry Rod and Gun founder Terry Shaughnessy. Passed away peacefully at his home in Chokoloskee, Florida, surrounded by family and friends. Terry succumbed to his long battle with cancer on August 21st, 2022. A master marketeer, Terry founded Hackberry Rod and Gun in 1975 in the small town of Hackberry, Louisiana, just south of Lake Charles. Terry should be credited with the beginning of the guide industry as we know it today on Lake Calcasieu. Rest in peace, my friend, Kirk Stansel, Guy Stansel, and Bobby Joe Stansel." Just a note.
I didn't think anything could take him.
He was a smoker.
Boy, but he's one of the toughest men I ever met.
He was a smoker.
Yeah.
And that's what it was. It was throat and esophageal cancer. But Terry was born April 20th, 1945, and grew up in St. Cloud, Minnesota. There he cultivated a passion for fishing, hunting, and sports. He played football at the University of Colorado and professional football in the National Football League with the Miami Dolphins and Minnesota Vikings. He was drafted into the United States Army, where as a member of the 75th Rangers Airborne Special Forces, he rose from the rank of private to captain during five tours of duty in Vietnam during that war. He spent one monsoon season as the only round eye in the highlands of a Moton Yard village, where he learned to speak fluent Vietnamese. Upon his discharge at Folk Park, Louisiana, he said he thought he'd hang around and see what kind of fishing and hunting opportunities were available in southwest Louisiana. He quickly established a reputation for catching quality speckled trout and redfish from Lake Calcasieu. As his angling reputation grew, a gentleman offered to buy him a tank of gas and pay him $50 to take him fishing. That was the beginning of his guide career, and him eventually founding what has become the premier fishing and waterfowl destination on the Gulf Coast. In 2002, Shaughnessy sold the club to the boys, Kirk, Guy, and Bobby Joe Stansel, his stepsons, that continue to operate Hackberry Rod and Gun and carry on the traditions and serve the fabulous, authentic Cajun recipes her mother Martha created. One of the traditions is the widely known tongue-in-cheek slogan, "You should have been here yesterday."
Absolutely.
After the sale, Shaughnessy relocated to Chokoloskee, Florida, where he continued to guide clients during the seasons for snook, tarpon, pompano, and other species. In midsummer, he'd depart for Saskatchewan to hunt waterfowl in advance of their annual migration south. Besides being an excellent angler and hunter, his bigger-than-life personality was being an entertainer for all that visit Hackberry Rod and Gun, Chokoloskee, or met him. His recognizable coarse gravel laugh was usually preceded by some Shaughnessy-ism or politically incorrect spin to a story.
Right.
He was a shrewd businessman and creative marketer. He established a standard many have tried to emulate. Terry Shaughnessy lived a large, full life and had a positive influence on so many. Rest in peace, my friends. Those of us that knew you will forever hold close to our friendship and great memories together.
Indeed.
Yeah, absolutely. Indeed. Neat guy. Neat guy.
Oh, boy.
Got lots of fond memories with Terry. And that, talk about breaking the mold. They definitely did, you know.
Oh, sure. It was always, what was more fun, fishing or sitting around the dining table listening to him, you know?
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. You got something in
the
news?
Well, it finally came out, the attendance, the NRA's 151st annual meeting here in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
61,254.
How much?
61,254.
The record was set here about 7 years ago.
Right.
At what, like 85? 590?
I don't remember, but it was the record, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But this wasn't as puny as some people said it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
61,000 is pretty respectable.
Yeah, it is. It is. Given what we've gone through, and the fact that it was on a holiday weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So, you got anything else?
Yeah. I've said for a long time, people go, what's a good investment? Firearms and ammunition. But it's interesting, the people at Rock Island Armory just released all their figures from their May issue. They had a single-action army that was a certified battlefield relic from the Little Bighorn, an 1851 Navy that belonged to Wild Bill Hickok, and a Walker. These were the hot items. The Custer Colt, in good condition, had good provenance, as could be expected of a robber picked up on that battlefield. It brought $763,750, more than its estimate of $550,000. A Walker, genuine and all there, should bring at least $250,000. This was in decent shape. Later factory modification, but it had not been messed with. The high estimate was $375,000. It realized $499,375.
Mm.
And the one that really hit everybody's hot button was an 1851 Navy connected to James Butler Wild Bill Hickok. He owned several navies during his career and favored that 36 cap and ball, even after the cartridge revolvers like the single action army came out. But this was one of a pair dating to 1868. He got them 8 years before his murder in Deadwood. The high estimate of it was $225,000. It brought $616,875.
There's a rumor going around that the buyer was asked, are you going to shoot it? And he goes, no.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
But it's just, no, I mean, the prices are just keeping going up and up and up and up and up. So I look at these auctions.
Hey, thank you, Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Put your money somewhere.
That right.
Yeah. All right, before we head to the CCA Star Tournament leaderboard, I want to let everybody know that the Texas Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, yes, Harold, there is a different Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Committee is seeking nominations through November 1 of individuals and organizations for induction into next year's Hall of Fame. Made up of a growing list of 37 individuals and organizations, whether it's an outdoor writer, pro angler, fishing club, or leader of industry, we look forward to continuing to honor and recognize everyone that helps make Texas fishing the best it can be, says Hall of Fame Committee Chair Don Kessler. If you got... for nominations and instructions, you can go online to the Texas Freshwater Fishery Center or give them a call at 903-676-2277. Mentioned that Thursday, start of a new month, the month of September. That means 5 days later, the 2022 edition of the CCA Star Tournament will be done at 5 o'clock on Labor Day Monday. So
get out there and get the fishing fans.
Yeah. What's going on with the youngsters?
Yes, Little Nippers. This is our favorite category. This is the Star Kids Scholarship Division, and these kids are vying for a $30,000 scholarship for first, but they've changed it this year, so they go down to fourth runner-up who'll get $2,500. So it's a nice spread. Right now, still leading, 8-pound, 3-ounce sheep's head is Corin Bashy, who is 9. The gaff top leader, 6-pound, 12-ouncer, Eli Yabara, who is 10.
Give them the fourth runner-up so that they know what the minimum is to get in the money.
There we go. Okay. Fourth runner-up on Sheep's Head is a 5-pound, 3-ounce, Beckett Andrews, who's
right.
6. And the gaff top fourth runner-up is a 5-pound, 13-ounce from Miles Summerall, who is 10.
There you go. In the Star Teen Scholarship Division, the Sheep's Head leader is Julian Taboda. 10 pounds, 4 ounce. To be in the money, you need to best Mason Dunlap's 6-pound, 0-ounce sheep's head. The leader in the gaff top is Riley Hendricks, 8 pounds, 1 ounce. And Riley Haskett, 5 pounds, 5-ounce gaff top, is still in the money.
Okay, heading to the inshore division, and this is based on weight, friends. And the sheep's head leader, 9-pound, 6-ounce, is Stephen Morales. Gaff top, 8-pound, 5-ounce, William Hendricks. The black drum, 16-pound, 4-ounce, Noe Martinez.
All right, in the Hall Power Offshore Division, new leader for Kingfish, Aaron Baker, 44 pounds, 10-ounce. In the Dorado, leader is 45 pounds, 13-ounce, Walker Rose. Walker weighs more than that. he caught a 45-pound, right. 13-ounce. Thomas Ramsden is the ling leader, 70-pound, 13-ounce. And Matthew Richter leads in red snapper, 27 pounds, 4 ounces.
This is still a surprise. The Texas Ford Dealers Red Tag Division, these are tagged red fish. And if you catch one and you're signed up for the tournament, you will get a brand new Ford F-150 Haney boat, Mercury outboard coastline trailer, and still only three, and that 120 some odd fish they put out, like one every 4.5 miles along the Gulf Coast. They want you to catch them. The three right now, Marco Rocha, Heriberto Flores, and Casey Ernst.
Folks, just a little tip, fishing tip, okay? Mm-hmm. Redfish have been schooling for a couple of weeks now.
Yeah.
These fish are making their way, even the slot size fish, which are tagged, toward passes. All right, I would fish the daylights of the area heading toward the pass. You know, fish from the passes, jetties, and work your way back.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be your best bet. In the blue tag division, we didn't do that, did we?
Nope.
All right, you got three certified winners. They win a boat, motor, trailer package. And there's still two more boat packages left, plus five nice gift card packages.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, got best bets.
Indeed.
Got our outdoor report.
You bet.
We're going to find out if Harold's electric or fuel.
America's best-selling truck for 45 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 45 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you can depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 45 years. Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough. The best in Texas.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
This is Harold reminding you that it's time to get those fields and food plots planted. And the products you need come from Plot Spike Seed. I use Plot Spike at my place, and the deer love it. Now's the time to plant Plot Spike Forage Oats, especially blended for forage. These oats produce an extremely high yield and a long growing season. Plot Spike Forage Oats can be planted in September for great grazing early in the season, and since they're more cold tolerant than other varieties, they usually last through the entire hunting season. University tests show Plot Spike Forage Oats are capable of producing over 10,000 pounds of nutritious forage per acre, and that's a lot of deer chow. Plot Spike Forage Oats and their other wildlife management products are available at feed and sporting goods stores and at Tractor Supply. You can learn about their full lineup of year-round products and order online at PlotSpike.com. Pure, premium, proven Plot Spike.
Plot Spike is available at Tractor Supply.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that's proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays of the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. Saw Cliff Cheadle at the last stop of the Hunter's Extravaganza last week in San Antonio, and he had this big grin on his face, and there was a gentleman that he was with, and he goes, I got to tell you about some new products.
Ah.
I mean, he says, it's crazy the things that are being released, the new relationships that they have, the new opportunities. Folks, those are all opportunities for you to find something that fits your budget.
Yep.
Okay, fits your hunting needs, and they can help you in so many, many ways. Go to their website, thirdcoastthermal.com, or give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
Checking the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend. Saturday is our best day of the week. This Sunday and Monday are two good ones. Tuesday slips to fair. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are a trio of good days. Next Saturday, another fair day, with next Sunday plunging to poor. This weekend, look for game to be most active from either side of the noon hour until late afternoon. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day occurs from early afternoon until the evening hours before sunset. On Wednesday and Thursday, this most active period occurs from mid-afternoon until the evening hours after sunset. On Friday and next Saturday and Sunday, a major time shift occurs, with game beginning to feed actively from well before sunrise, continuing to feed until mid-morning. This Saturday, August the 27th, we will have a new moon. By next Saturday, September the 3rd, the moon will enter its first quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday have a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Monday is a three tide day with two high tides and just one low. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday each have a double tide schedule. Friday is another three tide day with two low tides and just one high. Next Saturday has a double tide schedule. Next Sunday has a single tide schedule, one high, one low.
All right, on the coast, this weather that has come in was the result of what meteorologists are calling a wind shift more than a front, okay? But okay, it pushed through. On the coast, those wind shifts, even if it doesn't have cool, brisk fall weather yet, going to create some activity that's going to push some bait out of the marsh, stimulate things. A lot of bird activity is going on from Lake Calcasieu, Sabine, Galveston Bay Complex down to Matagorda. Keep an eye peeled. Even down at Port O'Connor around the jetties, bird activity. Talked to TOJ Senior Saltwater Editor Robert Sloan. He said, lots of birds, but did it rain?
Ah.
You know.
Yep.
Get out and do some fishing. Get out and once this weather clears from the Gulf, red snapper season. Mm-hmm. Haven't heard anything from the feds yet on the federal waters, but state waters are certainly open. Get out and enjoy that. And there are some really good speckled trout being caught. Remember the reduced bag limit? Remember the slot differential now, the restrictions? And enjoy the tug and then release the fish to let them do their thing so that we can continue our recovery. What's going on, lakes?
Okay, heading to East Texas, Conroe. Black bass are good near structure in 12 to 22 feet of water. Creature baits, crankbaits are working. Fork, Lake Fork crappie fishing continues to be really good with large numbers of fish stacked up on brush piles and laydowns. Fish are very finicky right now, so use minnows. Very small plastics are hand ticks to coax those fish to bite. Try pitching, then swim baits over the top of them. White crappie are good off of timber in 14 to 22 feet of water along creek channels and timber edges. Cover a lot of water to find the areas holding concentrations of fish. The numbers per day are down, but the quality of the fish being caught makes up for that. Nackanich. Good numbers of bass are schooling up near, up over deeper water. The shad are small, so downsize your presentations to match the natural bait. Most fish are suspended just above the thermocline depth, so count your lure down to the thermocline depth and keep it in the strike zone. Bass drop. Bass are good with schooling action the first couple of hours after sunrise, biting on clear topwater baits, then on points with shaky head, small spoons, and Alabama rigs with very small white grubs. Limestone. Crappie are good suspended in 12 to 20 feet of water around brush piles and standing timber using minnows. Largemouth bass are good in 4 to 16 feet of water on docks and points using topwater frogs, Texas or Carolina rigs, and crankbaits. Palestine. Bass are good near the boathouses with at least 6 to 7 feet of water using shimmy shakers. Stillhouse. Largemouth bass are good working soft plastics in dark natural hues along the deep edge of hydrilla in 22 to 26 feet of water. Texoma. Striped bass are good chasing schools in 30 to 70 feet of water with slabs and live bait. Whitney.
Striped bass are excellent using live baits, swim baits, topwaters. Best topwater action is early and late in the day. Catfish are good suspended in 30 feet of water along the edge of the river channel using cut bait and punch bait.
All right, heading to South Texas, out Del Rio Way, where Amistad Reservoir, showing about 64 and a half feet low, but there's been a lot of weather up in the watershed, and so best thing you can do on any lakes, regardless of where they're on Texas, go to the Texas Outdoors Journal website, click on For Anglers, Freshwater, and look for water data of Texas, and they've got graphs and daily, I mean, many times during the day, updates on rising water level. And follow that, you know, rising water level. But bass are being caught on topwater baits in the morning, move to hydrilla grass when the sun's up using punch rigs and jigs. Due to the low water, the Diablo bank ramp is closed. Rough Canyon boat ramp is the only boat ramp remaining open. Choke Canyon bass are good targeting clear water with Texas rig worms, Cincos, and flukes. In 8 to 10 feet of water, are flipping into grass and deeper hydrilla with 1 ounce tungsten weight on your favorite plastic. The river body is good with topwater frogs and swim jigs around the grass. Brownwood bass to 5 pounds on jigs and Texas rig worms are good around rocky boulders and 1 to 12 feet of water. Allen Henry crappie are good in 25 to 30 feet of water. Coleman crappie are good with jigs and minnows around brush piles. Hybrid stripers are good on imitation baits and chasing fish all over the lake.
Okay, heading to the hill country. Big Lake Buchanan. Largemouth bass are good near rock piles, shallow, early, and out to 25 feet of water later in the day. White bass are good with top waters when there is surface action. Switching to deep diving crankbaits and spoons for suspended fish. Canyon. Bass are good with your favorite topwaters along grass and rocky points. Switch to drop shots and neg rigs to the bluff walls, anything with tapering rocks in 12 to 18 feet of water. LBJ. Crappie continue to be good in 18 to 24 feet of water on brush piles with chartreuse jigs and live bait. Bass are good with Texas rig big worms over brush piles, 2 to 5 feet of water is where you want to go. Topwater lures, use those near the docks. Travis. Bass are good in marinas with jigging spoons and topwater lures early in the morning. Main Lake bluff walls and in creeks and coves in 50 feet of water, casting out to secondary points with imitation crawfish and worms.
All right, on the hunting scene, our countdown is almost where we want it to be. We're about a half week from the opening of traditional fall hunting seasons on Thursday, September 1. On Wednesday, August 31, the South Zone javelina season and other open county squirrel season will close. But I know you're disappointed. But come Thursday, September 1, they reopen and run all the way. It's a calendar thing. Then September 1, North Zone dove season opens, runs through November 13. Central Zone open September 1, runs through October 30th. The javelina, I already mentioned that, and the special white-winged dove zone days. This is hunting from noon to sunset.
Huh.
Don't hunt earlier. Don't hunt after sunset, not the 30 minutes after. But the dates this year are 2 to 4, the 2nd through the 4th, and 9th through the 11th.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Drum roll, please. Has Harold been on or off-road, electric, or... Oh, I heard something.
What?
This is a news flash. This is a little auto report coming.
Oh, okay.
From Bill.
All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it was released earlier this week that 95% of the electric cars are still on the road.
Ah.
The other 5% made it home.
Oh. Well, okay, but we know where your heart lies. Anyhow, okay, no, this used gas. I'm glad I got stock of Exxon. Anyway, the 2022 Chevrolet Traverse High Country all-wheel drive. Ooh, mid-size luxury in this SUV. It's really great looking. It's got a 3.6-liter V6, pumping out 310 horsepower. It's got 5,000 pounds of towing, three-row seating, but that transmission, 9-speed, but 4-drive mode, so you can just flip a little switch depending on your driving conditions. Outside, you're showing off your 20-inch polished aluminum wheels. Inside, you got an 8-inch diagonal, high-definition color touch screen, voice recognition, more. Bose Premium 10-speaker sound system, OnStar. You got a Wi-Fi hotspot. Adjustable 8-way power seat for the driver, lumbar support also. Third row is a 60-40 split. Power fold bench, though, and you drop that thing down and got lots of room. Heated seats front and back. Rear camera mirror, which is very interesting. You have to train your focus because you're looking at like a TV screen when you look at the rear view mirror, but you can turn it off. Dual skyscape, they call it, sunroof. Power adjustable folding body color mirrors, headlamps, running lamps, tail lamps, all that stuff, LED, rear power lift gate, which is very cool, their HD surround vision, I don't know how they do that, rear park assist, rear cross traffic alert, lane change assist, blind spot alert, all the safety features you would want, following distance indicator, forward collision alert, lane keep. It's got the works on it. This thing gets 17 miles in the city, 25 on the highway, thanks to that 9-speed transmission. Looking at a base price of 53, this one loaded, good deal, really loaded to the gills, 54.59 was what it was. So check it out. Good-looking vehicle, too, the 2022 Chevrolet Traverse High Country all-wheel drive.
9-speed transmission,
yep.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I could see someone coming in going, where's Harold?
Yeah.
He's still downshifting.
Yeah, right. And some have 10 speeds, so yeah. Right.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. All right. You know, this politically correct and all, I have to believe, started in the automotive industry.
Oh, yes.
With the new pronunciation of aluminum.
Mm.
Yeah. It used to be aluminum.
Correct.
Yeah. And now it's...
Well, I mean, British is aluminium, but now it's what, plastic? What?
No. I'm just, the pronunciation changed, and, you know, I hear, you know, I remember when
I just did that being silly, but, I mean, I still call it aluminum.
Well, stop.
Oh, okay.
All right, we're going to shift from
yes
word pronunciation to dove hunting.
There we go.
Owen Fitzsimmons, Texas Parks and Wildlife Webless Migratory Game Bird Program Leader, the Dove Guy, is on his way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C-Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead, inevitably, to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
The weather is warm, the winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, saloonier and tide tables, plus updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal lets hunters know of off-season hunting opportunities, how to improve one's skills, plus ways to support and pass on our hunting and shooting heritage. These are a couple of reasons why since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you'll get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Folks, it is important that you get Fortified Cottonseed out, have it available. The rains that we're getting, not sure what kind of production, or as Justin Spear mentioned a couple of weeks ago,
right,
the tonnage of forage that's going to be produced,
right,
naturally to get the body conditions up. Working on the October issue of Texas Outdoors Journal and the reports from district leaders,
mm-hmm,
you're going to need to read about it, but it's, you know, the drought has definitely had a bit of an impact. At the shows, one of the things that we talked about with some visitors that were there, Harold, is they were saying, you know, I don't have a real big place. You know, it's,
yeah,
250, you know, 300 acres, mm-hmm, something like that. And they go, I don't know if it would do any good. And I looked at him and I said, have you not heard about sanctuaries?
Yeah.
He says, I'm surrounded by bigger places. Put you some Fortified Cottonseed, get them coming to it, and regulate your hunting on your property.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you what, you're going to have animals coming in.
Right.
And you know, it's going to be very beneficial. It's available at Tractor Supply. You can also go online at fortifiedcottonseed.com or give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. This time last year, we were talking about Winter Storm Uri.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're talking about a drought. The first person hunting-wise we talk to each season is Owen Fitzsimmons.
Yes.
Is there a correlation there, Harold?
There,
I mean,
might,
you know,
be.
I mean, he's got this obnoxiously long title, you know, the Webless Migratory Game Bird Program Leader, and we, you know, just dubbed him
the dove guy.
Right. Owen, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing, my friend?
Good. Good morning.
Good.
All right. Looking at things overall, we've got mourning dove, we've got white-winged dove, and we've got white-front dove as our huntable native species. One doing better than the other, or is it a regional assessment?
It's regional. You know, it's regional every year. We've seen the past 4 or 5 years, mourning dove populations have been down in Texas, a little below average. But white-wings are doing really well. White tips, we don't have a real good handle on. They're a little bit more of a secretive species that we don't do a great job of surveying, but overall, yeah, we got a lot of birds in Texas this year.
There were places like, I believe, North Texas, where the numbers were down in the report that we're filing in the October issue of Texas Outdoors Journal, but then down the valley, populations and recruitment was kind of off the chart, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, South Texas is a stronghold for doves. You know, it has been for several years now. You know, some of the other areas, the big dove producers of parts of the state in the Panhandle and the Oaks and Prairies, numbers have been down. You know, that those areas kind of vary. They'll swing wildly from year to year, depending on habitat conditions. And those spring surveys that we do are kind of more of a reflection of last year's production versus what we're going to see this year.
Yeah, I want kind of a double question thing. One, how are things looking in the hill country? And two, why is it that historically, for years and years and years and years, when I get up there for the opening weekend, they're not there? How do they know?
they hear you coming. The hill country is one of the hardest hit areas this year with drought. And from everything I've heard, it's hit or miss. You know, when you do find birds, there's a lot of them. And if when you don't find them, they're just not there. So, it's just that's the reality in some parts of the state this year. It's just been so dry.
Yeah.
The other thing is when we started talking for the print version of the forecast and you released information again, you said from really last year's nesting effort, it was all water-related, but then all of a sudden We got some rain. That typically is going to scatter birds a little bit, isn't it? Or do you think it were so dry it just went in the ground?
Well, I think in some places it definitely will scatter birds. You know, it's kind of the old joke in Texas where you kind of set your watch by the first big rain coming in September 1st. It occurred a little bit earlier this year, but you know, there's still a big chunk of the state that's in a significant drought, and so I think there's still going to be areas, a lot of areas around the state where water is going to be key to hunt over. You know, this a little bit of a break in the drought is not going to mean that much groundwater replenishment.
Gotcha. Hey, listen, we're up against the mid portion of the program, so if you would hold on, folks, you stick around as well as we'll continue our conversation with Owen Fitzsimmons, the Dove Guy, right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I'm Brad Wiest. I have the honor and privilege of working alongside my brother Travis and our mother Joy here on our historic ranch and at Natural Bridge Caverns, our family business. We love the land, love this place that we grew up on. We're growing and expanding, you know, everything that we have here to offer. You know, each generation has an opportunity to build upon what the previous generation did. And Capital Farm Credit is a partner in that. With them, we are able to grow this legacy.
Visit CapitalFarmCredit.com.
The 33rd Annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, Memorial Weekend to Labor Day. Fish all summer to win a Ford F-150 truck and boat package or any of almost 100 prizes in 7 divisions. That's over $1 million in prizes and scholarships. Sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Whataburger, Haney Boats, and Mercury Marine. Winners spotted. Sign up at startournament.org. Local bait camps and marinas. Sign up now.
We continue our conversation with Owen Fitzsimmons. We're talking about the upcoming dove season. He's Texas Parks and Wildlife's Webless Migratory Game Bird Program Leader. Areas where birds are expanding, and white-winged dove, based on reports, are continuing to expand into the piney woods, right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, I was up in the Longview area last year for my dad's birthday. That's where I grew up, and I remember, you know, growing up, we didn't have any white wings around, and man, it was unreal how many white wings were hanging out in the pine trees up there.
Do we have any assessment on the invasive, the Eurasian collar dove, their impact on our native birds?
Yeah, you know, population wise, we don't think there's much of an impact. You know, at the individual level, those birds are bigger. They'll bully the white wings and mourning doves around at feeding sites and things like that. So, but you know, overall, I don't think it's a huge impact. And you know, and those birds, I think at this point they've spread across Texas. They're now found everywhere from Alaska to Panama. And I think we've probably maxed out on how many of those we're going to have. They're widely distributed, but they're just not in huge numbers or densities.
Gotcha. All right. We talked about water and the availability and the impact. There's a lot of farmers that did not plant the sunflowers. They're relying on native sunflowers. They didn't do the maize, you know, plantings. Mm-hmm. Are we going to be relying on croton popping up, doveweed?
Yeah, I would say in some areas for sure. I know small grain has been impacted. You know, like you said, a lot of dove fields just didn't get planted. So, you know, Typically, mourning doves will prefer native foods anyway. I think if they had a choice, and so you know, when you're out, you know, find some croton fields, sunflower areas, pigweed, ragweed, things like that, and you know, you might find the doves there.
Well, also, if you're lucky enough to have some water tanks, that's a place to hunt, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. And you know, one thing to remind everybody: if you do have water, clear off an area around the edge. You know, those birds need a place to land and walk up to that water. I think people forget that sometimes. They got too much vegetation around their tank, and you know, they're wondering why they don't have doves.
Yeah, good point. Something that we don't normally talk about, you mentioned it in your report, and that is the banding that is done on dove. If somebody shoots a bird that has a band on it, what do they do with it? Is it just a keepsake, or is there some reporting that goes along with it?
Yeah. We ban several thousand doves each year as part of a national mourning dove banding program. We also ban white wings here in Texas. And that's one of our monitoring streams to track abundance from year to year. But yeah, that's a very important point you brought up. You know, if you do shoot a bird that has a band on it, there will be a website printed on that band. It's www.reportband.gov. Just go to that website, put in, you know, where you shot the bird, what day, and all that kind of stuff. You'll get to keep the band, and they will send you, the USGS Bird Banding Lab will send you a certificate showing you where the bird was banded and who banded it.
Oh, cool. Okay.
That's neat.
Yeah. All right. We're talking right now about native bird populations. Eventually, colder weather is going to move into the Lone Star State, push those birds further south, and we're going to see dove become the migratory birds that they are. Mm-hmm. What kind of impact do we normally see on birds flying south and on into the second split of the dove season, Owen?
Yeah, you know, typically there's going to be less food around. Those birds are pushing their way down, and what they're usually in bigger groups. They're trying to find places they can feed, you know, fatten up for a day or two and keep moving. So hunting is usually, even more than the early season, you got to scout later in the season. You know, you got to be out running around, find those birds, and when you do, jump on them because they're not going to be there very long.
Yeah, Owen, I say a silly question. There isn't any silly question, is there? Where are they going? They're migrating to where?
Yeah, the central flyway that we're in has somewhere around 60% of the nation's doves, maybe a little bit more than that. Texas, luckily, a lot of those birds funnel through here. So, you know, morning doves breed everywhere from Canada to Mexico, and they will migrate anywhere from, you know, moving one state south to some of them go all the way to Mexico and Central America. So it kind of varies depending on the bird and where they're from, but they'll move around quite a bit.
Did you say that some of these doves are migrating as far south as from Canada?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they breed as far north as southern Canada. You know, based on banding records, like I said, a lot of them end up in Texas for the winter, and some of them keep on going and move all the way into southern Mexico.
Well, let's hope they don't bring their politics with them. Oh, I'm sorry. No. All right. Other opportunities. Let's talk about the $48 annual hunting permit, something that was started for the benefit of hunters that didn't have a place to hunt. We got about a minute left, but great opportunities, right?
Absolutely. You know, that's going to get you entry to our WMAs, our wildlife management areas to hunt, and also a huge number of private land leases that you can walk into. It's well worth the money, in my opinion.
Yeah, don't kind of stay away from the weekends and opening weekends,
right,
you know.
Right.
But during the middle of the week, you can pretty well almost have that to yourself.
You
okay.
Betcha.
One final question before we let you go, real quick. What is a webless migratory game bird?
Basically, anything that's not a waterfowl. that someone dubbed it that, and that's what I'm stuck with.
Oh, very good. All right. Hey, listen, we appreciate all that you and your team does and the update. Thanks for joining us today on Texas Outdoor News.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Owen. Friends, we'll be back right after this.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms.
advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
Yes, indeedy. Okay, remember, August 31st, your license expires, friends, and you can buy them right now. So get those hunting and fishing licenses. Get yourself up to date, all right?
Oh, and there's a digital version?
Yes, there is.
And that's really big in helping with harvest information, which is important on future regulatory requirements.
But keep your batteries charged. I'm sorry, Mr. Warden. I need to plug this thing in so I can show it to you. Anyway, okay, September the 10th is the 2022 Kaufman County Ducks Unlimited Cigar and Whiskey Fundraiser.
Hey.
All right, in San Antonio. For information on that, go to ducks.org and then go visit them in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 45 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And do remember, Hybrid Light is the official mobile lighting provider for Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and much, much more. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source, including the sun. They hold a charge for 7 years, miraculously. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer. For 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping, go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, that is 20% off and free same-day shipping, hybridlight.com.
Want to thank our guest, Owen Fitzsimmons, the Dove Guy from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Next week, holiday weekend. Not sure what we're going to be doing.
Oh, it'll be a surprise then.
It will.
Okay.
So you need to tune in.
Well, of course you got to tune in. Also, online, remember, check out our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com. See a list of our wonderful affiliate stations. Plus, you can catch us on Stitcher Smart Radio and Facebook. If you catch us on Facebook, friend us, and that spreads the word, all right? Remember, Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Whether you're on the water or in the field, be safe out there so you can join us again next week for more Texas Outdoor News.